Alaska Act has set its sights on offsetting the effects of the 2006 cruise ship initiative, when Alaskan voters imposed a number of environmental regulations on the cruise lines and some taxes, including a $50 per passenger fee. Reeder told the chamber that the subsequent decline in cruise ship travel to the state was predictable, regardless of the global economic recession.
The ballot initiative had what we decided were intended and unintended consequences. Intended being that there were parts of that ballot initiative that clearly were designed to limit the number of ships that come to Alaska. And the people who sponsored it had no personal stake in the outcome of that election. They didn't feel my pain.
Reeder said that cruise ship travel to the state this year would dip 15% below its high of just over 1 million passengers in 2008 and cost the state 5,000 seasonal jobs between this coming season and last. This represents the first decline in the state's cruise growth since Reeder joined Cruise Line Agencies of Alaska, and it was occurring while the rest of the industry was experiencing a 6% rebound.
I started in 1996. Working with cruise ships in 96. And every year was, I looked forward to the year. I mean, it was exciting stuff. How many people do I get to hire this year? How many ships are we getting? Cruise ships are deployed 2 years out. So in the fall of 07, the cruise lines made their deployments. 2010 is when we see the effects of the ballot initiative. State of Alaska, we're going to be off 142,000 passengers statewide. Southeast, 15%. Fairbanks, I think it's 30 or 40%, the rail belt. Huge. They're really suffering up in the interior.
Reeder said he was discouraged that he had to cut back on summer employment of students this year, and he knew other businesses were doing the same. He was unhappy that he could afford to hire only one of his own children this year. Reeder encouraged chamber members to support Senate Bill 212, which is currently in the Finance Committee, co-chaired by Sitka Senator Bert Stedman. The bill would cut the head tax by 25%. Reeder said Alaska Act questioned the legality of the head tax, but as long as money was coming to coastal communities, it was important to use it to improve visitor services. He was clearly frustrated by dissent over the construction of a proposed seawalk along the Crescent Green Strip.
Can you imagine how nice that would be for Sitkans to be able to walk from O'Connell Bridge all the way to the park along the shoreline? So we read in the newspaper that, oh, you can't do that. Oh, my God, and bring up Rocky, who's dead, John O'Connell, who's dead. And I thought, you know, why is it we always have to say no? Why can't we say, well, let's take a look at it? Why can't we say yes? We argued for 2.5 years over a roundabout. How many people think that was a good idea now? Works pretty darn good.
Total cruise visitors to the state this year are expected to be down on average 15% to just under 1 million, while Sitka's visits will dip 38% to about 138,000. Next year, Reeder said the drop in Sitka would continue to 105,000 passengers, a 64% decline over the 2008 season. Local sales taxes in 2008 attributed to cruise passengers amounted to $1.4 million. In 2011, sales tax revenues will drop to about $500,000. Reeder said Sitka was taking a deeper hit overall than the rest of the state due to the pullout of the Mercury this year. Also, the new Disney ship headed to the state this year did not use tenders. In response to a question from the audience, Reeder, an outspoken proponent of a cruise dock, said that even if a dock were built overnight in Sitka, the number of visits would not change, but the amount of spending per passengers would likely double. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.